Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, tonight, we got the bulk mail haulers back out there again because their one-day holiday is over with. They're back work, it's working. So hello to Felix and the gang. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel out there, too. They're out busy, busy. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social. Our handle on all of those is at Captain's America. And on Twitter, find us at Captain's America. And also the website for the show, if you want to go over there and check out the podcast and all the different little things that are over there, show notes and whatnot. It's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. Well, joining us right now from the great state of California, where sometimes it snows. Right now, I think it's just warm out there. We've got the professor of politics, and that would be Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yay. Well, the rain is done. The lightning won. And everybody's happy tonight.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. You bet it is. And they're coming back to play another game because everybody thought if they didn't win this one, that was it. End of story. You're done. They would have been down 3-0. Now they're down 2-1 with one game to play here, a home game, and then they go back to play at Colorado and Denver for the remaining games. But they they just seem to have their act together when they're over here for some reason. I don't ask me why, but they just seem to be able to thrive on the home cooking, they used to call it, right?
Exactly right. Yeah, well, good. We have a fighting chance. That's good.
Yep. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it, too. Well, Kyle, I'm going to get up on my soapbox for a little bit here. You know, a leaked memo revealed that it's quite likely that in the Dobbs case versus the in the Supreme Court, it will overturn Roe v. Wade. We may hear about that this week, right?
That's very possible, yes.
Yeah, and it will be restoring the abortion question back to the voters in the states, where it never should have left. Now, having lost the political and now the legal debate, the abortion brigades are now trying to coerce corporations into pressuring states to ignore the will of the voters or else be punished economically by our new corporate masters.
Yeah, this is really something. You know, we're seeing, you know, a lot of times, people want to express their ideas or get people to sort of follow them or get these big companies to sort of join the bandwagon. But, you know, Captain, sometimes that actually, I think, is counterproductive. I don't think people want every single thing, every product, every company, every content producer, every single thing to be somehow now tied to politics irrevocably.
Well, I put this question out to Chris Markowski, who will be on here in a couple of hours, and I told him, I says, what do you think about this? And here's what he wrote back to me. He says, as an investor and also as a financial professional, let me be perfectly clear to America's boardrooms. Stay out of it.
Well, that's right, because it's just more division. You know, if you drink this particular soft drink, or if you like this particular product of some sort, well, now you're going to be pigeonholed. Oh, well, then you're for or you're against this or that, and it's just more division. And but unfortunately, it plays right into the hands, Captain, of the far left. They want division and chaos.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris also pointed out, he said companies need to stick to the things they're competent at and lead the voters in the states to decide their own policies without the threat of economic blackmail.
Well, sure. And, you know, the phrase, Captain, that we hear a lot nowadays, the get woke, go broke. Basically, this kind of thing, it's really happening. We see it happening with big major companies.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Absolutely right. Well, Jason Whitlock said that we should scrap Juneteenth, a.k.a. George Floyd Day, for a holiday commemorating America's 1865 rebirth under the Emancipation Proclamation by Abraham Lincoln. Not a bad idea.
Well, you know, certainly we now, of course, we just observed Juneteenth yesterday on June 20th.
We did?
It was, yes, that's right, because
oh.
It fell. It
I, must,
fell
have, I must have missed it.
Well, but, of course, it was signed into law by Joe Biden, of course.
I must have missed it.
Yeah, well, but it's been a very compelling story down through, obviously, since 1865. Yes.
I didn't hear or see anyone in my travels yesterday that even said one word about Juneteenth, and I was trying to get them to say something. Not one. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more here at a Captain America Third Watch. It's going to be a busy night. A lot of stuff going on. Don't go anywhere.
This is Aisle 1. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, is brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, MyPillow.com is offering, again, the BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. They're switching it around a little bit. And now is the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep at MyPillow. Because right now you can get a buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets. Those are the Giza sheets, the really nice, fancy sheets. I've got two sets, and boy, are they something. The Giza Elegance MyPillows, that's the top-of-the-line pillow. And that's buy one, get one. The six-piece towel sets, which are fantastic. I mean, the face mask. The face towel is almost as big as some of the, I guess they call that a wash towel. I'm going to bring Kyle in here. Is that what they call that, the wash towel?
That's right, yeah.
That thing is bigger than a dish towel.
Yeah.
Which is to dry dishes, and I was really impressed when I saw that. But anyway, they've also got the roll-and-go anywhere my pillows. Those are the travel pillows and so much more. All you have to do is go over to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Again, the promo code is CAPTAIN. Now, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products, because you'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Now, you can give him a call at 1-800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. One more time in the phone number, 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, well, let's see here, Mr. Kyle. Let me put that down there. You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger, Bill Maurer had one of his leftist pals on, I guess it was Friday night, and I did not see this, and he said that Ron DeSantis would make a much way better president than Donald Trump.
Well, I mean, that's a very interesting thing to say, and certainly coming from Bill Maher, he tweaks a lot of people when he says things like this, or when he chastises the left, or when he points out the hypocrisy, or he points out really what is many times just a silliness factor, in my opinion, and he has a humorous way of doing it. But, you know, by saying something like that, I think he's complimenting Governor DeSantis in the grand sense.
Well, yeah, and everybody's scared to death about, on the Democratic side, everybody is absolutely flat out scared to death about the great, great, great governor that we've got here in Florida, because they know that he could literally wipe the sidewalks with any Democrat they put up against him.
Well, I think you're right. I think because what Governor DeSantis has shown all through, especially through the COVID issues and so forth, he's shown a lot of resolve. He's got a backbone. He doesn't back down. He leads and he says what he's going to do and he does it.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like somebody familiar that we know as well, somebody like Donald Trump who said what he mm-hmm. was going to do and he did it. Now, whether or not Trump actually gets in the race, that's yet to be seen. If that happens, it does change the dynamic. But until then, I think the Democrats especially are worried about who could be in the field here.
I think we have found the successor to little Dr. Fauci. So I'm going to play the intro for little Dr. Fauci, and then I'm going to change the name. Here we go. Oh, I love that. All righty. Well, a White House official on June the 20th made a false claim. Imagine that, Kyle, made a false claim about COVID-19 vaccines while encouraging parents to get their young children vaccinated. Now, this doctor's name, and pay attention to this because he's going to be the guy, mark my words, that's going to replace Fauci. His name is Dr. Ashish Jha. Sound familiar?
Sort of, yeah.
All right. The last name is spelled J-H-A and it's pronounced Jha. Now, the White House is, and he happens to be the White House's COVID-19 response coordinator. He said that there have not been any serious side effects of these vaccines. That is absolutely not true. Severe allergic reactions, blood clotting, heart inflammation, and paralysis are just some of the serious side effects linked to the three COVID-19 vaccines available in the United States. And this is the stuff they want to put in the kids.
Yeah, it's all about the messaging. Here we go again. It's like every single morning they get up and they all say the messaging pledge or something like that, Captain, where they're just, we're just going to say what we're going to say.
Well, this guy flat out lied. This guy flat out lied.
Right. No, exactly.
And if nobody else caught him at it, I did.
That's very true. That's right. And but they're looking, of course, to establish the notion that when the government tells you it's safe and okay, then it's going to be safe and okay. And we don't want to worry about, you know, really doing the science on this. Because whenever you have a large population and you give them all a vaccine, you're going to have reactions in some statistical amount of the population for various reasons, health reasons, predisposition, whatever it might be. But to say this is not happening at all, that would be wrong. Yes.
Now, we found out yesterday about a mobile special electronic surveillance unit known as an ESU that was embedded amongst the protesters on January 6th for the purposes of conducting video and audio surveillance. You know, phone calls were being made and all that stuff. That's how come they knew where some of these calls were going.
Right.
These people were mixed in with the crowd, so they were able to pick up on this stuff and record it and, you know, activate whatever needed to be activated. But evidence also points to a day of security deficiencies and police provocation for the purpose of entrapment. Now, according to a report, First Amendment demonstrations issued January 3rd, 2021 by the Chief of Police, Robert Conti, of the Metropolitan Police Department in Washington, D.C., Homeland Security Bureau, the Special Operations Division, according to an exclusive report obtained by the Epoch Times, which is where I got this. The MPD began to activate their civil disturbance unit, their CDU platoons, on January the 4th, 2021. Full activation of the 28 platoons was scheduled to occur over the next 2 days, and in that was where that ESU, the Emergency Surveillance Unit, was that picked up all the communications. So when they talk about they got this person saying this and that person saying that, trust me, they do.
Well, right, and I do think as well that, as you mentioned, Captain, about the idea of certain behaviors that were also cataloged, you know, if the January 6th committee was legit, if it was really looking for the truth and all these kinds of things, they would be looking at this in a very broad way. But, of course, they're not. They have a particular agenda. They have a particular narration that they want to give out there. But I think the American people expect if there is an investigation, they want the whole thing. They don't want just Trump is bad. Trump shouldn't run again, that kind of thing.
Orange man bad.
Orange man bad. That's the only message you need from the January 6th committee.
Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, I am talking, of course, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we do six nights a week at this time here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, the Russians are advancing over in the eastern Ukraine, and President Zelensky says he expects the escalation as the European Union is set to welcome the Ukraine to get even worse.
Well, of course, there comes a point, too, where even in Moscow, they've got to be saying we're just going to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, into this, and we're going to continue to do it because they can't turn around and go the other way. So they've got two choices. They either keep doing this and pour it on harder, or they do something else, weapon of mass destruction or something, make an example. They haven't got to that point yet, fortunately.
Now, your governor out there, Governor Gavin Newsom, he just joined Trump's Truth Social group, and he joined it for the reason to call out the Republican lies. His words, not mine. Now, this could get very interesting because his first post was breaking down America's red state murder problem. Are you kidding me? It ain't the red state. It's the blue states and the big blue cities. Think about that. Think about that as we go to break, folks. All right, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics here on a Tuesday morning. Tuesday.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden searching for ways to ease the pain at the pump. He's thinking about asking Congress to support a holiday on the 18.4 cent per gallon federal gas tax.
I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
Gas prices started to climb late last year, surging with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The average for a gallon of regular is just under $5 a gallon, according to AAA. Several wildfires are burning across the country. One in Hyde County, North Carolina, has grown to at least 800 acres, but only a quarter of it is contained. In southern New Jersey, a blaze that grew to at least 12,000 acres in the Warden State Forest is 70% contained, and containment of two northern Arizona wildfires is growing. The two blazes combined have consumed at least 30,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. We're going to have quite a crowd there today. We've got some special guests coming. Patrick Hyland will be there. The Sports Zone insurance quarterback, so you'll be able to get a chance to meet Patrick Hyland. We've also got a special military guest and a special political guest also showing up, so you might want to show up and meet them and have a little chat with them, and they'll talk to you just like you and I are talking on the radio right now. Now, this portion of the radio show, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. And again, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, are doing very well. They're on a mission, as you know. Their mission is to try to get Relief Factor into as many hands as possible this year. And they're looking for 1 million people to get the product. Now, they're well on their way to doing that. But once you find out what I have already found out, this product works. It's the darndest thing I ever saw. This product works. Now, it's because of what's in it. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. These are all ingredients to help to support your body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain. It will even go to the source of the pain. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And to get it, all you do is go to the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 3-week quick start. It costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. the same thing that you see me trucking around with. And by the way, I'll have some bags with me tonight at the event over at the Tampa Trunk Club. I'll be there tonight at about 6:15. Doors open, and everything's going to start around 6:30, quarter to 7. So be there, and we're going to have a great, 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 great event, as we always do at the Tampa Trunk Club meetings. So again, relieffactor.com/captain. Go on over there, give it a try, 1995. And after all, Kyle, all you have to lose is...
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Works for me. Works for me. All right, now, gasoline, and I watch this like a hawk, as you well know, ladies and gentlemen. Gasoline dropped down, and nobody said a word, and our pal Denise Simon, when I told her about it, and what had happened, she didn't realize that the price of gasoline had dropped 30 cents a gallon over the last 3 weeks, the wholesale price at the refinery. Now, that's not what the price is when it gets to the gas station, because they still have to add in the delivery and they have to add in the taxes. But I'm going to go up there right now and I'm going to take a look at the price. This is the latest price, because when we came on the air tonight, there it is. It went up 7 cents a gallon tonight. It went from $3.79 to $3.86 a gallon at the refinery. That's without the fuel surcharge being put on there. That's without the delivery charge being put on there. And it's without the other taxes that your state and local governments collect. The federal tax is in there, but the other taxes are not. So you add in whatever your taxes are, that's what your retail should be, plus 10%, which is generally where they have it. But $3.86 a gallon is the wholesale price right now of gasoline. And I'm going to say that again to Denise Simon and see if she understands what I'm saying here again when she comes on, because this is something that people have to understand. The price is not as high as it is. It's what the government created to make it that way. You want to explain that one, Kyle? Or you want me to do it?
Well, no, go ahead, Captain. Absolutely.
Why did I know that? All right. The government has set all these things in place to where they are have the final say in a lot of things that they do for us. Now, gasoline is a major product that we all have to have. Same with diesel. Same with home heating oil. Same with jet fuel. And they have the final say in the price. So, therefore, they can control the upward and the downward movement of those businesses in those different fields of endeavor. Correct?
Right, exactly. Sure.
And if people don't realize that, then they don't realize what's going on in America right now.
Well, right. I think there's a lot of bewilderment going on in America right now. People are trying to look and see how they're going to make ends meet with the amazing inflation that we're witnessing. In fact, there was one story I saw earlier today, Captain. There was a woman who got onto TikTok, and she started yelling about that it was some $90 or something to fill up her tank, and she said it was, quote, the religious right who made all that happen, and she was pretty adamant about it. But the rage was real in the sense that people don't know what to do next. If they do that, they go to the grocery store, they fill up their tank, and even though they might have a bizarre sort of take on it, I think it's happening to a lot of people. They're getting very angry.
Now, again, yesterday, after we went off the air, there were a lot of comments being made about Joe Biden falling over his bike. Now, one of the things that we talked about yesterday, you and I, was about how the liberal media immediately treated the fall as if it was something that happens all the time. And they kind of just swept that under the rug. But what I noticed was when he pulled up on the bike, he didn't fall. He went to get off the bike, and he, like, stumbled, and boom, over went the bike, and over he went.
Right, yeah, ultimately he tumbled over, yes.
And as I said, that could have been from something like blood pressure medication or something like that. I'm sure he's taking it because of his age. And he just came in from what looked like a vigorous ride. So those are all the signs that I'm looking at. And, of course, that could make you a little dizzy.
Well, it could. He also seems to be very unsure of his footing, even when he's not trying to do his little Joe Biden jog out to the helicopter, but just walking around anywhere, he seems mm-hmm. to be shuffling a little bit and so forth. So certainly, I think he was just very unstable.
One of these times, the way he does that jog, he's going to be jogging over to the helicopter, and he's going to fall flat on his face. Mark my words.
Well, he stumbles up the stairs to Air Force One. So there's something about his mobility to begin with. And I do think, Captain, like we talked about before, it's the optics. They're trying to make Joe Biden look virile, that he is strong, that he is out biking and he's doing quote unquote active person type things.
Yeah.
He's quickly getting to the point.
Well, let's take a look at President Trump and how the press treated him. He was an avid golfer. He was out playing golf a lot. And even his cautiously walking down a slippery ramp one day from a plane. You remember when he did that?
Yes, that's right. I think
not falling. Still earned criticism. Oh, look, he's being so careful. He's tippy-toeing. He must have a problem about what matters, what actually matters. And that's why what they think of demands fact-checking. I'm talking about the mainstream media. Because remember Joe not only lying about an appointment to the Naval Academy, but being a truck driver, along with some of his boatload of lies that he keeps throwing out there? And they don't deserve checking. They deserve being dumped onto the internet and saying, look, here's what your president is saying. It ain't true.
Well, right. And in the case of Donald Trump, you know, anybody who's ever worn a pair of dress shoes and it gets slippery, it starts to be a little bit
brand new, I might add.
Right, exactly. So they're not kind of roughed up at all. But here's the thing. The press at that time, of course, would search for anything they could get on Donald Trump and try to interpret it in a particular way. Joe Biden just rides up and falls right off his bicycle and it's for everybody to see. And there are obvious reasons, I think, why he did that. But with Donald Trump, it was just another trying to create this thing of something's wrong with Trump. But he never ever really exhibited that any other time, you know. So if anybody's ever walked down a wet, slippery ramp before, they know exactly what that's like.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I walked out on a porch of my house in upstate New York in a snowstorm, and there was just enough ice on the porch. I was trying to be careful. I had a hold of the railing, and I slipped at the top step, and I went down, and I slid all the way down the driveway about 25 feet.
Wow.
On my butt. Wow. On my butt.
Wow. Well, but this happens. I mean, sometimes mm-hmm. the environmental conditions are there.
Yep.
What we see happening with Joe Biden is never really dependent on that.
By the way, I'd like to say hello to Leo down in Miami listening to us. Very avidly chimed in a couple of times. So keep up the good work, Leo. If you deliver, someday you can deliver me some food up here. How's that? And then we'll get him in the studio. And then, of course, we heard from Richard the Marine in Oregon, where it's a little bit chilly. We'll get into all that when we come back, because the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is coming up right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I think we just woke up Miami and Fort Lauderdale. And we probably woke up Orlando in the middle there, because this song really rocks. Barracuda.
It really does. Yeah, Barracuda, 1977, off of Hart's album Little Queen, and that guitar riff that sort of starts off the song and is sort of the through line through it is just really classic. I was just going to say, I got to tell you, I always thought Ann and Nancy Wilson from Hart, you know, this, as I said, this goes back to 1977. I mean, they were truly trailblazers. Absolutely.
And who were they related to?
Who's that?
You don't remember the name Wilson, who they were related to?
Are they like from the Mamas and the Papas Wilson or somebody?
How about the Beach Boys?
The Beach Boys. Oh, really? Are they related to Brian Wilson?
Cousins.
Okay, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Yep. All part of the same family.
Very, very cool.
Oh, well, yeah. All right. Well, how about that? A little trivia to go along with whatever. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, let me get over here and jump onto the right page. Dangerous heat and potential record high temperatures are expected once again this week from the upper Midwest and Great Lakes all the way down into the southern U.S. Heat advisories and exclusive heat warnings are in effect in many places. Monsoonal showers and thunderstorms are now producing flash flooding in New Mexico through Tuesday, especially near the recent burn scar areas over there. And up there in Minnesota tonight, they're having a weather event of their own up there. I'll get into that when it's my turn to talk, but you take it away there, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We are looking at some heat tonight, heat advisories up in parts of the Central Valley of California, north of that through Sacramento, up through Chico and Redding. So if you're coming up Interstate 5, you definitely have a heat advisory going on there. This is also going to go around to the Bay Area, down towards San Jose and a little south of there as well. Not quite to San Luis Obispo, but you get the idea. It's heating up there. Also in western Nevada tonight, coming out of Reno, you've got an area there where looks like they're going to be heating up on Tuesday as well. This is going to last all the way to the weekend. And you could also have thunderstorms in this area possible as we go mid to late week this week. So again, coming out I-80, heading out of Reno up towards Battle Mountain. This is where this is basically covering tonight. Then all up in Montana, the great state of Montana, just east of Helena near White Sulphur Springs, we do have a flash flood watch going on there right now. So be aware of that. And another flood advisory north of Great Falls, up near Shelby and Browning, heading up to the border with Canada tonight. High winds north of Cheyenne and I-25, and then you've got other high winds. This is going to be west of Laramie and east of Rawlins as you go out I-80 as well. High wind warning going on there tonight. And as the captain mentioned, everybody, New Mexico, you've got an aerial flood watch covering pretty much the entire state of New Mexico, all the way down I-25, Santa Fe, Albuquerque, down through Las Cruces, and you want to be very aware of that. We'll check the live radar map here for the actual rainfall that might be happening right now. And yes, down in south New Mexico right now, we definitely have a lot of rain. This is going to be in the Alamogordo area, Roswell, down through Carlsbad, and of course, Las Cruces as well. So active rain going on there at this moment. Same can be said as well for near Helena and Great Falls up in Montana. So be careful out there.
Well, right now in Minneapolis, St. Paul, it's 87 degrees right now in Minneapolis, St. Paul. To the west and northwest of Minneapolis, St. Paul, you have a line of severe thunderstorms, and yes, they are severe, making their way towards the Twin Cities. Will they get that far? I don't know. But they have been raining. It has been raining very hard over in the northeastern quadrant of South Dakota, the southeastern quadrant of North Dakota, and the western, extreme western part of Minnesota, where this system seems to be moving towards the Twin Cities right now. It's very close, very close. So you might be experiencing some weather up there in Minneapolis, St. Paul in the next few minutes. But be advised, that is going to be a severe thunderstorm watch that could become a warning at almost any time. This has been forecast for a couple of days, so it's not a surprise to anybody that's up there paying attention. Now, the heat continues over into Wisconsin and the upper peninsula of Michigan, all the places where you wouldn't think you'd be seeing heat this time of the year, the western part of Illinois, the southern and southeastern half and central half of Iowa, as well as straight across I-70 in Missouri tonight. So you got that weather there. Now, of all things to have happen, you've got fog and you've got dormant and stale air quality alerts down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Very large section tonight, much bigger than what it's been all week. And, of course, at night it looks like a crystallized fog when you put your headlights on bright. So it's not fog, though. It's the stagnant air that's floating around hanging through the area. And it'll be all the way across I-20 all the way to Louisiana. Now, we do have fog in Indiana. We do have fog in southwestern Pennsylvania. We do have fog along the lake from Toledo over to Cleveland over to Erie. So be advised of that. We do also have, let me see here, let me get over here to where this is. We also have fog across Kentucky and across Tennessee, central part of Tennessee, Nashville north, Nashville east-west about 50 miles. And then up there where Eric's at in Tennessee, there is fog and fog advisory there right now going up all the way to the Virginia line in at Bristol. And in Georgia, we've got some fog, a fog alert there because of right there in Atlanta, the north and the western part of Atlanta, and over towards I-20, over towards Alabama, there's fog over that area. And then you'll run into it again in scattered locations along the East Coast. I will tell you that way up at the tip of Maine tonight, way up Presque Isle and Caribou, the normal areas where I'd be telling you this, you've got a frost advisory and maybe even a freeze watch in some of those areas right now. It could get down pretty nippy there tonight. And by the way, earlier this week, Kyle, at Mount Washington, which is in New Hampshire, they had several inches of snow.
Yes, that's really something.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for this time of the year, you bet. Yep. All right. We'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Again, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilots and Flying J. Don't forget to stop on in there, become a member of the Drivers Club, take advantage of all the different things that you can get by being a member of the Drivers Club. And I'll be right back, right after the top of the hour news with Kyle Warren and more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tuesday morning.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.